Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. We have asked Joe Humphreys, author, speaker, and executive leadership coach, to do a series with us called Boardroom Talks with Joe, How to Become a Better Leader. Listen, we know you will find this information helpful, regardless of your level or type of leadership position. Joe, thank you for being on here again. These Boardroom Talk with Joes have been very impactful for me, and I know they will be for many others. So thank you again for doing another episode.
JD, thank you so much for having me, and it's always my pleasure to see you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. And they got a big 3C behind you. People want to know more about that, I think go to your website. I encourage you to go to your website, because there's a great story about 3C and a book written about and where it came from. So, if people curious about that, check out your website. And Joe, what I want to talk to you about today, or ask you about today, is something that I understood was important. But if you ever had something happen, and I want people to listen to this, if you've had something happen, you go, I know this was important, but it just came up three times last week, so I must be being told something. But look, I came up in an environment where, you know, people were always watching. You couldn't really make mistakes. My family background was something like that. And then you go to the corporate world. And many of us, if you get those opportunities, you know, you go into school, you go to the corporate world, and people are watching what you're doing, what you're saying. Everything is under the microscope. It's just a very pressure-filled environment. And we excelled at it, but it's just pressure-filled environment. And then in a church setting, right? That can be as well, because if you're in a leadership position, everything you say and do is like under the microscope. And it's even that personally that way. So I ran across a situation this week where I understood the value clearly of having people around me that cared for me. But it felt so foreign, because I didn't know what it was like. And then I interviewed somebody yesterday that gives people opportunities in special needs community, neurodiverse community. And when they have the right kind of environment, they excel. So very similar, the right kind of environment, they excel. And then from a church setting, same thing. I saw a church kind of implode and have challenges because the environment was not conducive to growth or the right kind of thing. So I don't know what's going on, Joe, this week, but there were three clear examples of the need for me and so many others to just have something that's safe, a safe place. So tell us, I can't be the only one, because it's so obvious around me. What is a safe place and why is it important?
Yes, JD, you're so right. You referred to church several times, and you referred to working in corporate America. And I used to take Fridays off every now and then, especially if it was going to rain, JD. And you might say, why would you want to take a Friday off if it was raining? Because I will go to the movie theater, and I will hope, since it's raining, and I will catch the first movie, which is the earliest movie, because I just wanted to be alone. Yeah. I wanted to be able to go in the movie theater. And I tell you this, and I kind of feel bad to tell you, but I would take my shoes off and put my feet up on the chairs. It's before they had those nice recliners. And if popcorn would fall on the floor, I wouldn't even pick it up. You know why? Because it was the only place that I could get away that I wasn't a leader. I was a leader in my home, leader on my job, leader in the community, leader in church, and all the expectations of what you should do. I felt like the microscope was always on me, and I felt like I couldn't mess up. And the only way that I could go release that pressure was to get in the movie theaters where it was dark and hopefully nobody would come in. And that was just a time that I was getting replenished and refueled. But JD, if you have to go to the movie theater on a Friday and take a day off when it's raining to get replenished, You got problems.
Yes,
And part of that
yes.
problem, though, even though I was off, my cell phone would be ringing from work because they'll have something major go on that they need to contact me about so they can make some decisions.
Yeah.
And so safe, how does Safe Place come about? So I tell
Yeah.
you, so you know me, JD, I like things to be really neat and organized. And I had this little black safe and it was big enough where I could put a watch in, a passport, social security cards. But as the longer I was married, I noticed that I needed something to hold bigger documents like wills in it and all kind of sensitive documents. And so I started researching safes. And I went to all kind of home, all kind of Office Depots, Home Depots. I was on the internet. And after about 3 weeks of just researching the safe, I remember one morning brushing my teeth. And it was like God, he said, you're trying to find a safe place, a safe when you need a safe place yourself. Now, keep in mind, I had been doing all this research, and what I've noticed was when I was looking at the specifications, I was looking at safes in the event of a flood, how long can the safe keep my most sensitive documents safe? If there's an event, an event that it was a fire, how long can my most sensitive documents be safe?
Yes.
And so I started looking at that, and as I started thinking about designing something that can help so many people, I said, whoever's in a safe place is no different than a safe when it's being manufactured. They must be proven and
Yes.
tested. So
Yes.
here's the hard part. When you're looking for people to be in your safe place, they should be tested and proven. And here's the deal. Before any manufacturer puts a safe out to the consumer, that safe have been tested through battles. And why has it been tested? Because the expectations is that this safe could experience a fire or flood. What I've
Yes.
discovered in life, JD, we're going to experience fires and floods in our life. And if we don't have the right people in our safe place, when that's been tested, then we'll fail. And everything about us will be destroyed. And I will say this, JD, it is crucial who's ever in your safe place to be able to maintain the highest level of confidential and safety. Here's the reason why you was feeling the way you was feeling and the way I felt, the way I felt, and taking Fridays off. So many times when you at the top, you don't have nobody to go to.
Yes, I know.
If you go to your subordinates, it's not appropriate. If you go to people that's above you and tell them how you really feel, then they're going to send you to EAP and get some counseling, and they're going to think you're not fit to run the company. So the stress and the pressure of trying to deal with life by yourself is not good. And here's the message through this whole thing. If you don't find a safe place, a dangerous place will find you sooner than you think.
No doubt. No doubt. Having lived through it, that's why we're going to unpack this over several different episodes. Almost cra Personally, I almost crashed and burned. I want to mention two things I want to be aware of your time because we just want to intro this and break it down because it's so impactful. All right, so safe place. I noticed that you've noticed two things. That one, getting away by yourself is a piece of it. It's like the movie theater.
Yes.
It's a piece of it. However, you also said it's not enough because
It's not enough.
I've noticed that certainly when COVID happened, we learned how to withdraw. And what I've noticed that is when I'm stressed and I'm having a difficult situation, see, it's hard for me to say stress because I came from a situation where you don't say it because everyone has something worse than you do. I get it. But we got to acknowledge it. So if I withdraw somewhere by myself, there is a place and time for that, which is what you're saying, like movie theater. But if that's my go-to, I'm never really going to get healed in the right kind of way because, as you say, it's having the right people around you. Is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly. And here's the thing, JD. That's the most difficult part. You can't rush the process. The same way when they was manufacturing this safe, they couldn't rush the process. They had to put it in an environment that temperature could rise to see if it was at the quality that they consumers
Oh,
desire.
I see. Yeah.
Okay. So, example. You and our friendship, JD,
Yeah.
we've been friends for over 20 years. We couldn't rush the process. And let me be clear, there are some people I've been friends with more than 20 years, but they're not in my safe place.
Yeah.
Okay? A safe place is again, I want to emphasize, you cannot rush the process because if you put the wrong people in your safe, then guess what? It's like leaving the safe open. Because if you truly you want to have people in your safe place that you can tell the most sensitive things, and if you tell the wrong people that, then your stress increases, JD.
Right on.
Okay,
Right
so
on.
here's the thing. At my safe, only three people have the access to my safe at home. It's me and my wife and my daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, if I give the combination to that safe to other people, then the sensitivity in that safe could be unsafe.
Yeah.
So the biggest problem why most people don't have people in their safe place, as you said, the movie theater was good for me, JD, but a human need another human. And here's the whole deal. Even though I'm married, a man need another man and a woman need another woman. Okay. There are certain things that my wife, she will listen, but there are certain things just because of her lack of experience in my corporate America position, you will be able to relate to better. And when you able to go, like you use the term, JD, you don't use the word stress. See, when you have a safe place, you can use those words. You can use any of those words because it's safe. Here's another example, and this relates to church. So many churches fail because people, they don't create a safe place where people can come and say, "Hey, I screwed up." And here's the problem. The people's gonna put the gun to your head. They screwed up too. They just ain't got caught.
Yes,
Okay?
sir.
So we need a safe place. See, with you, JD, I can come to you, JD, and say, "Hey, I'm thinking this way. I know it's stupid, but I need you to know this. And I need you to tell me." And you could tell me, "Joe, yes, it's stupid, but guess what I know? You don't think I'm stupid. You don't
Yeah.
think that I'm no law of a person because I had a thought that wasn't a good thought. Either I may be struggling with something. I'm able to come and talk to you about that without you judging me." But here's the challenge, though. You may not judge me, but you would need to do better.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the
Yeah.
people you need in your safe place. Not to accept that what you're doing is okay, to hear you without judgmental, but at the same time to say, "You're better than that."
Yeah.
And here's another thing. A quality that you really want to make sure is in your safe place is people have the best interest for you and your family. Okay? Because if they don't have the best interest for you and your family, they don't belong in your safe place.
Yeah.
And the best, some people may be listening to this podcast and they may say, "Oh my goodness, I got like 15 people." Well, if you got that many people, I can guarantee you that it ain't safe. The Bible gives us an incredible picture of how many people should be in our safe place. When I look at Jesus, he's had 12 disciples, but when he got ready to get alone, it was only with three. Okay?
Wow.
The story that comes to my mind was this man was paralyzed and he heard that Jesus was coming to a house nearby. And he asked four of his friends if they would carry him to be healed. Now, I always struggle with that, JD, because I wonder why didn't he ask 10? 10 people would have been easier on everybody to carry this man. But he asked for four people to carry his mat. And in life, what I have discovered, if you can find four people that will carry your mat, then you are overachiever. And here's the type of friends that you need in your safe place throughout that parable. They carried this man to this house, but there was a crowd, okay? And if it would have been me, JD, I might would have said, "Hey man, I did what you asked me, but now it's too crowded. I have to take you back." But
Yeah.
no, these men, JD, were so creative. Had to be some engineers in there, okay? They were so creative. They put a hole in the roof and they bypassed the whole crowd and they lowered this man down through the roof. And when Jesus seen this man and what his friends done, the word said that he healed this man not because of his faith, but because of his friend's faith.
Faith of his
And
friends.
I tell you that story because when I'm too weak to carry my own mat, I want four men to carry my mat so I can be blessed the way this man was blessed. Now, I will say this, and I end it up and give it back to you. I believe that there's many reasons why Jesus healed this man because his friends, but three come to mind. I think he's seen the patience they had with lowering this man down. They didn't just drop him, JD. And I think he's seen the persistence that they had to walk and bypass the crowd, put this man on the roof and put a hole in it. And then the last one would be the passion that they had. So when you're looking for people to be in your safe place, you need people that will carry your mat when you can't carry it yourself.
Yes,
Not to make excuses.
sir. Joe, I'm going to close this one out because I have several more questions along what you just opened the door for us. A wonderful door to ask more questions about what you just mentioned from a spiritual standpoint. So I'm going to close this out here. I hate for the listeners to go and viewers to go, but wait a minute, I have to wait another week to hear it. Soak up what he just said. The importance, whether you're at a church or you're in a corporate world or personally, the importance of having a safe place with the right people. And we can't
Yes.
overstate it. And I think this is a great place to close out this episode. And the next one, I want to ask you to describe more about the spiritual aspect of this and what it looks like to be one of those four. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Man, Joe, thank you again, man. I can't wait till next time. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, JD.
This concludes this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. To find out more about Joe Humphries, you can find him at his website at www.jdh3c.com. The link is in the show notes. I wish you all the best and peace to you.